Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station.
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Chris Carosa is our guest, our new friend. Chris is a certified trust and financial advisor. He's the author of Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. Chris, thanks again for being with us. Social Security is a really important, probably one of the most successful things that the government has done in some ways in terms of helping people. It's been a good thing to have. It's a good thing for all of us to do for each other. At this point we won't go into all the ways that our government has basically stolen from the fund. That's another story altogether. There's also the question going out a few years of whether it's going to be solvent or not. But right now, it's paying off for a lot of folks, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is, and
our would be soon to be retirees counting on it too much.
You know, when I talk to them, the would be soon to be or even existing retirees, I don't know that they're counting on it too much, but they are relying on it. And for the most part, I say whatever change they make in the future to get to some of the issues that you were talking about, it's probably not going to have an impact on them. I know a few years ago when they were talking about reform, they were saying anybody above 50 it wouldn't impact. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a few years ago. Who knows? They might change what they're talking about now. But, yeah, so the solvency is going to be there for another, you know, at least another generation. But, you know, sooner or later, all good things come to an end, and that's probably going to be the case.
Well, what's the average person drawing from Social Security? $1,500, $1,200 a month?
Again, I don't like to talk about averages because
top number, the maximum you're going to draw right now is probably a little over $3,000, isn't it?
Yeah, it's roughly like that. But you know, it's between $1,000 and $2,000, I would say, would be the average.
Which is very helpful. And can pay a lot of bills, but if that's all you got, you're barely going to be above poverty, aren't you?
Yeah, well, maybe. Again, it depends on what your retirement lifestyle is about. I'll tell you, the people who are most impacted by Social Security not paying enough are the middle-level people in terms of, you know, what their spending is or what their
right.
salary was when they worked. And that's because people at the high end generally have a lot of savings elsewhere
right.
to make up for the shortfall
right.
in Social Security. And the people towards the lower end, well, Social Security does pay pretty close to, you know, what you were earning
mm-hmm.
back then. And you're already comfortable at a you know, lower expense
right.
rate. So
in your calculator, do you include Social Security?
That's an option that you have. There's actually three different options you could put in. You could put in Social Security, you could put in a pension plan, and you could put in outside income if you decide you want to, you know, start making money
mm-hmm.
on that hobby you already had. You know, you could throw that in there. So there's a lot of different ways you can play with it. And what I encourage people to do when they use the calculator is start with a base case, which does not include Social Security if
mm-hmm.
you're below 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then start adding in things like Social Security or a second job or start changing how much you're saving each year. Or if you're planning on retiring at 62, see what happens if you retire at 65 or 70 instead.
Mm-hmm.
So play around with the different numbers and develop a number of different options that you can make and
one
see
thing
what kind of
for,
impact it has.
One thing for sure, make sure before you draw early, which anytime before, if your retirement age now, around this time right here, your retirement age is 66. And so make sure that if you're in your 60s, early 60s, and you're thinking about going ahead and getting that money, make sure you know what your retirement number was going to be and what your 70 number is going to be. Because those are two numbers you need to know before you make that decision. Because if you retire, if you take that early, also when you take it early, you're limited in how much other income you can bring without getting penalized, aren't you?
That's right. And you know what I suggest to a lot of people who have IRAs is look at maybe taking the money out of the IRA first before you have
right.
to.
Right.
Just so that you could defer when you start getting Social Security.
And you can start drawing on IRA early. I think when you're 60, right? 59 and a half or 60.
59 and a half,
Okay. Hey, Chris, good job today. Give us the website one more time.
It's lifetimedreamguide.com. And I got to say, your bumper music is great.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. Chris Carosa, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have him back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.